Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And that means, what did the apostles teach and write? That's what we should be doing. That is original Christianity. Now, that's taken from the word Christ. And those who were followers of Christ were first called Christian in Antioch in 42 AD. So Christianity means the whole body of the original teachings of Jesus Christ. This is why God has it written down. Now, we recently covered about John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him may have everlasting life. Now then, that shows that it is conditional. A lot of the fake Christianity preachers and preacheresses tell you that the love of God is unconditional. As long as you believe in Jesus, it doesn't matter what you do. God still loves you.
He loved us with unconditional love. And it took place before the foundation of the earth. Watch this, please hear this. God don't love us like we love. Somebody needs to catch that. I said, God don't love us like we love. When God says it's unconditional, there ain't nothing you can do to stop him from loving you. What can separate us? You need to understand, he says, even if you make your bed in hell, I'm right there. And all you got to do, nothing shall separate us. Touch your neighbor and say, can't nothing separate us. It's unconditional. I am so sick of church folk condemning other folk and telling them, God's mad, God's this, God's that. God is love, and it's unconditional.
Well, that shows the complete ignorance of fake Christianity, because they don't use the whole Bible. They conveniently use some scriptures that they like and then give a misinterpretation. Now, let's come back to what the Bible shows and Jesus verified is the greatest commandment of all. Now, I want you to stop and think of this. If Jesus said that he came to do away with the law, then why would he quote the greatest commandment? Now think on that. And if the law is actually done away, and the commandments are actually done away, then so is the love of God. And so is your love to God. But that is not so, but that's the end result if you logically bring to the conclusion of what fake Christianity preaches. So let's get to original Christianity today and begin right in Matthew 22, verse 35. And one of them, a doctor of the law. Now, a doctor of the law was one who knew all the little details and nuances of the law of Moses, plus all of the oral tradition laws of Judaism, which are the traditions of men. So he questioned him, tempting him and saying, Master, which commandment is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. Now, I want you to think on these things very deeply. See, because the age we live in was prophesied to be where lawlessness, which is abrogating the laws of God, throwing away the commandments of God, following the teachings of men that are contrary to the word of God, lawlessness shall be multiplied. Now, I want you to think about that and watch your news and read what's going on and see what's taking place. And you will see that those words of Jesus Christ are always living words which come to pass. And it is true. So the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Then verse 39, and the second one is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now that's very interesting. And you read all the different laws in Exodus 21, 22, 23, and you will see that all of these are based upon these two commandments. Notice verse 40, because this becomes the paramount important thing. On these two commandments hang all, not some, but all the law and the prophets. We find that also back in Deuteronomy 6. Same thing. Same God. Same laws. Now then, let's come to the book of Matthew, chapter 7. Now you see, anyone who teaches against the laws of God is teaching lawlessness. Now, granted, there are several scriptures that Paul wrote which makes it appear that the law has been done away. But that's not a right interpretation nor a true translation. Because if Christ came to do away with the law, then he is the minister of lawlessness. But Satan, the devil, is the minister of lawlessness, not Jesus Christ. Now, we'll cover a segment on that in a little bit. But let's come to Matthew 7. We'll pick up right exactly where we left off in Matthew 22, verse 12. Therefore, everything that you would have men do to you, so also do to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Again, upholding the laws of God. Now, let's notice something important, because the first thing that Jesus said, come back here to Matthew, the 24th chapter. Let's look at this chapter, because it gives us a lot of warning of the things that are taking place right today. Because we are living in the end times, and we are living in the time when fake Christianity is the largest Christian establishment in the world, Protestantism and Catholicism. Now, Catholicism is more fake than Protestantism. But let's come back here to Matthew 24. One of the very first things that Jesus told his disciples when they came and showed him the buildings and the temple and everything that was there, and he said, the time is coming that there won't be one stone left upon another that shall not be thrown down. Then he warned them. Verse 4, then Jesus answered and said to them, be on guard so that no one deceives you. For many, not the few, for many shall come in my name, saying, I'm the Christ, and they shall deceive many. How many Christian denominations? Now, you've heard me talk about the Sabbath a lot, haven't you? Well, the Sabbath is a key thing that separates between original Christianity and true Christianity from fake Christianity. All Sunday keepers have various versions of fake Christianity. Catholicism is fake from head to toe, front to back, stem to wine. Everything is fake.
Look at this. This is inside a Roman Catholic church, ladies and gentlemen. You have the crescent moon and the sun. Exact same symbol of ancient Babylon. The very symbol goes all the way back to the great grandson of Noah, Nimrod, who was a great hunter on the earth. And when he died, he was deified and he became the sun god. He was the very first sun god. His name was called Baal. His wife, Semiramis, also died. And she was she went to heaven, but Baal wasn't ready for her, so they sent her back down in a giant egg, because ancients believed that eggs were a fertility, and the whole earth was actually born out of an egg. And the egg hit the Euphrates River, broke open, and the very first thing that she did was she turned a bird into an egg-laying rabbit. And there's where you get the rabbit and the eggs. And they, every year on the first Sunday after the spring equinox, on a sunrise service at dawn, the priest of Ishtar would impregnate virgins on the altar, at the same time slaughtering and sacrificing the three-month-old babies from a year before and dipping the eggs of Easter in the blood of those newborn infants. And I know that is disgusting, but it's important for you to know how and why God hates the gods of Baal worship.
Now, you need to understand that. Be on guard. Now, over here in Matthew 24, he says at the end time, and we're living at the end time, verse 24 now in Matthew 24. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and they shall present great signs and wonders. Now, what's the famous saying? If you see it, believe it. Now, we'll show you what you are to do instead of accepting it, because it happens. Because Satan is able to do miracles himself to a certain degree. So you've got to know what is right and what is wrong, in order to deceive, if possible, the elect. Behold, I have foretold it to you. Now, what do we rely on when we hear them preach? When we hear them even read Scripture? Now, let's come back to Isaiah, the 8th chapter. And while we're going back there, remember during the temptation of Jesus Christ by Satan the devil, Satan quoted Scripture correctly, but misapplied its use. So, this is why you need to understand the true Word of God. And the difference between Sunday and Sabbath is the first place to begin. Now then, how are you going to know who is true and who is lying? And many of the liars sound blessedly true. How do you know? Well, that's why we have church at home, so you can understand and go through your Bible. Isaiah 8 and verse 19. Now, this is happening today with the acceptance of Satanism and witchcraft in the whole society. And there's one thing you need to understand. Satan always comes to bring you a benefit. And Satan always uses humor. And one of the most satanic purveyors of witchcraft for children today is Walt Disney and Harry Potter with Universal Studios. And everything that Walt Disney does is based on witchcraft and Satanism in cartoons and magic. This is supposed to be what children should be taught. But there's never a mention of God, never a mention of Jesus Christ, never a mention of God the Father, never a mention of the commandments of God. But it's presented in such a light, wonderful way that people never understand what's going on. So here's how you separate fake Christianity from true Christianity, truth from error, correct quotation of the scripture, false quotation and misrepresentation. Verse 19, and when they shall say to you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and that's what's happening a lot today, and to wizards who peep and mutter. And here's what they say. But should not a people seek unto their God? Should the dead be sought on behalf of the living? Now stop and think just a minute. How many religions of the world have ancestral worship? Isn't that seeking to the dead?
So yes, you can pray for the dead. Now, of course, we pray for the dead that we know, for example, our parents or our grandparents or people of that nature. But also, you know, Paul doesn't discriminate. He doesn't say you have to know the person that you're praying for. So yes, you can pray for even unidentified people in your family tree. And yes, of course, that's possible. And any soul that is in purgatory at all, so it doesn't even have to be a relative. But yes, you definitely can pray for your family tree.
Verse 20 tells you the separating point. To the law. And if the law were done away, you would have no means of identifying truth from error. To the law, Old Testament, and to the testimony, New Testament. And also testimony includes all the testimony of the prophets, all the testimony of the apostles, all the testimony of the apostle Paul, all the book of Revelation. Now notice what it says. If, conditional, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Now come back here to Matthew 7. Let's see what Jesus says. Because true Christianity is not the broad, easy path. That's fake Christianity with fake ministers teaching lies that sound blessedly true, but they are lies. How can you deceive someone unless you make your lies believable? But who's behind the lies? Who is the father of lies? None other than Satan the devil. And he is the author of fake Christianity. So you need to examine, where do you stand? Verse 13, Matthew 7. Enter in through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. Wouldn't you say that's what's happening in the world today? Yes, indeed. And many are those who enter through it. For narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way that leads to life, and few are those who find it. Now, we'll stop right here. A lot of people never, though they even know the truth, pass over the threshold from Sunday to Sabbath. Because that's difficult, because they have to adjust their life to new things that they're not used to, because Sabbath is from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. That's how God reckons a day. And they look and they think, oh, all the activities, oh, all the sales, oh, all the things, sports for the kids, and all of that sort of thing. Oh, we just can't give up on that. I'll just believe on God the way I want to believe on. You are a dedicated, fake Christian. Oh, don't talk like that to me. Well, what should I say? Because God does not accept it. So he says, verse 15, but beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, for within they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. They do not gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles, do they? In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, but a corrupt tree produces evil fruit. And good fruit, then, are the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and we'll talk about that a little later, too. A good tree cannot produce evil fruit, nor can a corrupt tree produce good fruit. Every tree that's not producing good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Therefore, you shall assuredly know them by their fruits. Now, verse 21, a great key. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who is doing the will of my Father who is in heaven. What is the will of the Father? The will of the Father is the commandments that are in the Bible and Old Testament and New Testament. That is the will of the Father. And are you doing the will of the Father? And also know that Jesus preached nothing contrary to the will of the Father. He did exactly as the Father wanted him to do and preach exactly the words that he wanted him to preach. Now notice, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy through your name? Wow, think how many do that today. Did we not cast out demons through your name? And did we not perform many works of power through your name? And they're going to expect Jesus to say, oh, what wonderful people you were. Oh, I'm so glad you did all of those things. But they are going to be astonished because they had the word of God, but they rejected most of it. They had the commandments of God, but they did not preach them or keep them. They had the true love of God available to them, but they would not do it. They would give their own interpretation. So here's what Jesus is going to say to them. Verse 23, and then I will confess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work lawlessness. Question, do you work lawlessness in your life? If you're a Sunday keeper, you may be ever so nice. You may agree with some of the commandments of God, but you are lawless. And you're not worshiping the true God of the Bible, nor the true Jesus Christ of the New Testament. You are worshiping on the day of the sun, the day of Baal worshippers in the Old Testament. Did you know that? Think about it for a minute. Why is it called Sunday? In honor of the sun god to this very day. And don't come to anyone and say, well, I look on the calendar today, and I see Sunday as the seventh day. That is a fake calendar to let fake Christians believe that they're keeping the seventh day. That is a calendar devised out of Europe and the corporate world, which is not the calendar of God. Now, notice what Jesus says continuing here. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and practices them, doing them. See, because another great commandment of God is a wonderful three-word command. Obey my voice. And if you don't obey the voice of God, you're not doing the will of God. Let's read that again. Everyone who hears these words of mine and practices them, I will compare him to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rock is Christ. What are you building in your spiritual life? Is it built on truth? Is it built on righteousness? Is it built on goodness? You need to understand that the love of God requires obedience. Now, when you obey and you have been baptized and have received the Holy Spirit of God, then you're under grace. And it takes grace to keep the commandments of God spiritually with the spiritual intent that Jesus taught us. Right there in Matthew, the 5th and 6th chapter. Those are the words of Jesus that he said we should practice. So what do you do? Now, if you haven't been doing that, then you've got to do, as we've covered before, repent and be baptized so you will receive the Holy Spirit of God. Now, I want you to write for our booklet, Water Baptism. What is it all about? Now, we covered that in a recent segment. We'll get back to more of that a little bit later. But if you are not baptized correctly, properly, and after the baptism, you are walking in the ways of God, you are a member of false Christianity. So you need to repent of that, regardless of how good it may have been, even if you were a Sunday school teacher, or even if you were a Sunday preacher. Especially Sunday preachers, because I read your fate to you, didn't I? If you don't repent, right? All right, then you need another book. Since the world is permeated with so much Satanism, you need the book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which this book will open your eyes, number one, to all the evil that's going on in the world and fake Christianity, and open your eyes to the truth of God's Sabbath and his holy days. Little sidebar. If you're a Catholic and you take the Eucharist, you are not doing the will of God. You are doing the will of fake Christianity, or Satan the devil. Everything about the Eucharist comes straight out of the deep handbooks of magic or witchcraft. And that has been documented. So you need to think about, where am I going? What am I doing? And you need to repent with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being, and you need to be baptized. And then you walk in the way of God. Now, the third book I want you to get is, Lord, What Should I Do? And that will tell you exactly what you need to do to come out of this evil world, because this evil world is called Babylon the Great. And God commands us, come out of her, my people, that you do not be partakers of her sins. And that means likewise of her punishments, because they are coming soon. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So this is Fred Calder saying, until next time, so long, everyone.